Gracious and holy God, we praise you and thank you for this opportunity to be here and worship this day. And may all that we say, all that we think, all that we sing may praise you. In the name of Jesus and all God's people say, amen. Thank you very much. Everyone has four great grandmothers. And so I'm wondering, any of you, maybe you are a great grandmother, or do you remember your great grandmother? Anybody? Show of hands. Anybody? Oh, there's a few. I remember one of my great grandmothers because she lived to be 102. And her name was Jenny, and I remember she lived in her own home until she was 100, and she had this amazing dirt cellar that was outside of her house where she'd keep a lot of her food, and it was just always kind of weird to go down, climb down those steps into that dirt cellar. And she also had one single bowl and one goldfish forever that she kept in her kitchen. And that goldfish got to be as big as the bowl. I don't know how it ever moved around at all, but that was my great-grandma Jenny that I remember. But I wonder, have you ever thought about the fact that Jesus would have great-grandmothers also? And yes, he would have four, but today we're going to talk about just one of them. And actually, you heard the story this last week because one of his great-grandmothers was Rahab. And one thing we know about Rahab is that she believed in the mighty power of God. She knew that God was for her, just like you know God is for you. Wow, God. Very good. Pay attention, because I'll kind of look for that throughout my message today to have you help me out at times. Well, today I want to share with you a little bit about Rahab. I can't share with you a lot about Rahab today because I might get in a little bit of trouble if I talk about the whole story of Rahab. So if you want to hear the whole story of Rahab, you can go to Joshua 2 and you can find out the whole story. So we'll just talk a little bit. She lived in a city called Jericho, and Jericho is the oldest city on earth, and that city was filled with wicked people. It was the Amorites, and it was a culture that was corrupt, and they did everything that was wrong. They made all the wrong choices, and it was a terrible, terrible place. And it was a city that had a great big wall around it. It was a fortified city. And that's where Rahab lived. And her home was just on the edge of it. So her home connected with that wall. And she had a tall upstairs. And she had a flat roof where she'd go up and she could kind of look over everything that was going on. And that was her. Rahab was a part of that corrupt city. And in her life, she never had the opportunity to hear about Moses or Joshua, or hear their teachings. However, she eventually began to hear stories about the Israelites, and she heard about how they escaped from Egypt because of their God, and that they traveled through the wilderness for 40 years because of their God. And so she was learning and coming to the conclusion that it says, "For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and on earth below." And one thing that she knew is that God was for her and them, and God is for you. Wow, God. Well, the Israelites had journeyed for about 40 years. It was time to move in and to take over Jericho. So Joshua sent two spies to go check out the city and see what was the best way that they may get into the city. And they found a place to stay, and it was Rahab's place. And they were hiding there, but eventually the king of the Amorites heard, "Oh my gosh, these two spies are here from Israel. We've got to get them." So they go to Rahab's house, and they ask her, "Are these spies here? Do you know where they are?" And she said, "No." That was a scary thing for her to say, because she knew that if they found out that she was lying, that she would be put to death, and maybe even her family. But there was something happening in Rahab's heart that was changing her. She was beginning to wonder about this God of the Israelites that she'd never known anything about. But she was hearing about who it was, and it was beginning to change her heart. So she told those persons, "No, the spies aren't here," and she hid them up on the roof of her housetop underneath some flax, and she laid them and she hid them underneath the flax so that nobody would see them if they happened to come in. But she told those spies, oh no, they left about dusk through that gate, and they went that way. So all the people went looking for those two spies that way. And while they were going that way, she said to the spies, let me help you find safety again. But let me ask you to promise me something. If I help you, will you remember me? And will you remember my family when your army comes to take over Jericho? Will you remember what I did for you? And will you save me and my family? And the two spies promised to do that. They said, help us, Rahab. On the day when we come to attack the city, drop a red cord out your window so that we will know where you are and we will come and rescue you. So she told them the way to go that was opposite of where she sent the other people. And she said, go and hide for 3 days and then go back to your people and you will be safe. And that's what happened. And then you know what happened next if you know the story of Jericho, that Joshua and his army came and for 7 days they marched circles around the walls and they marched. And finally on the seventh day they marched and the walls of Jericho came tumbling down. And when they came tumbling down, the spies remembered the promise that they had made to her, and they came and they rescued her and her family because they saw the scarlet cord was hanging out her window. They knew where to go to reach her. And that was a moment of freedom for her and her family because of that scarlet cord that had been hanging. She realized then, Rahab did, that God was for her, just like you need to realize God is for you. Wow, God, absolutely. And so they made it to safely, she and her family. And just after she made it to safety, the beautiful thing that happened after that is one of the spies was named Salome. And Salome fell in love with her, fell in love with the grace and the new realization that she had about God. And so he married her. And when he married her, she moved into and became a part of one of the leading families of Israel. And listen carefully to what happened, because Salome and Rahab had a child, and that child's name was Boaz. Boaz married Ruth, whose son was Obed. Jesse, the father of David, came, and then Jesus was born out of that family line. So we can know that through all of this experience, through all of Rahab's life, that God was for her, just like God is for you. Absolutely. And so from Rahab, what we learn is that, first of all, no matter what our life has been, because Rahab's life was pretty crazy and funny before she came to know God, that no matter what her life was, that she was grafted into the line of Christ, and she was singled out, and she received God. God would never, never, never give up on her. And that cord, that red cord that she dropped down out of her window, can remind us of that freedom that she experienced herself. And it's a freedom that we also receive today. The other thing we can learn from Rahab is this. Not only was her heart changed, but her life changed. It wasn't just a faith in her heart, but it's a faith that she began to live and to believe, and it changed her entire life. And that same thing is possible for you and me because God is for you. And so what we need to remember is that just at that moment, hanging out of her window was a red cord, and that's what helped her to find her freedom and to know that God. And what we can know as Christians, oh, AJ, help me. And what we can know as Christians is that just as that red line was a symbol for all of the Israelites then, for Rahab, that God loved her, that we too have a blood that was shared for us, that was given for us, and that when we receive and we accept it and we know that we can receive a freedom that Jesus Christ intended for all of us. And that's because God made you.